Shalom to all. Today's daf is Beshami Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. The word starting Yud Alfam Beis about 7 lines off from the bottom, about the 2 dots with the words Beshami Oimrim. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernis Shalom Shadah Have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing Maaseh Bereishis. The Gemara tells Beshami Oimrim. Beshami says Shemayim Nivru Tchila Vachach Aretz. First Shemayim was created, then the Aretz. Beis Elam says the other way around. Aretz Nivru Tchila Vachach Shemayim. First the Aretz, and then the Shemayim. And Elu Mivim Talmud Vrim. Elu Mivim Talmud Vrim. Each one brings a source for what they say. Matam the Beshami. What's Beshami's source? That's what the pasuk says. Bereishis Baralekim Es Hashemayim Veis Haaretz. So clearly the Shemayim was created first, as what it says in the pasuk. What's it compared to? L'mel shasa kisei. It's like a king who made a throne. Mishasai. Only once he made the throne, asapi firin shaloi, he made his foot rest. And that's what the pasuk tells us. Hashemayim kisei v'aretz adam ragloi. The Shemayim is my throne, and the aretz is my footstool. So we see the first Shemayim was created, then aretz. Now, matam of the Beis Hill was the source of Beis Hill. So the pasuk tells us, b'yayim atzayis Hashem elikim eretz v'shemayim. So first eretz is mentioned, then Shemayim. And what's this compared to? L'mel shasa paltin, the king who made a palace. Mishabanas techtoinim. First he builds the techtoinim, which is basically the foundations. Then asa he could build the upper levels, and that's what the pasuk says. Af yadi yasta eretz v'imini tepcha shemayim. My hand was yosed, laid the foundation of the earth, and then my right hand measured out the shemayim. So we see the first eretz, then shemayim. Yubeis Amaral on top. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi tells us v'dom esayel beis hill. The following is right for beis hill, as the pasuk tells us lefanim haaretz yasata umasi yadecha shemayim. That beforehand lefanim you yosed the eretz, and masi yadecha was shemayim. So first we see eretz, then shemayim. Amar Chanina he tells us v'makim shami v'in talmud v'rayim from the place where Bishami brings their Raya, Misham Beis Hill, Masalkin line, that's exactly where Beis Hill is Masalik, removes them, refutes them, shows how they're wrong. Matam Beishamai, what was the source of Beishamai? Bereishis Baralekim, it says Shemayim Veis Haaretz. So you see Shemayim comes before Aretz. What does Beis Hill respond to that? Misham Beis Hill, Misalkin line, it's from that very same Pasuk. The Beis Hill removes them by saying the Pasuk continues, Veha Aretz Haisa, and the earth was. What does that tell us? Kvar Haisa, that's Mashma, the world already was, and then Shemayim was created on the earth that already was. Now we have a totally different Shita. Rabbi Yechon says b'shem chachamim. In the Beri, if we're talking about the creation, Shemayim kadmu, Shemayim came first. But v'im l'shichol, if we're talking about the development, the completion of what was already there, ha'aretz kadma, then the earth came first. How do we know this? In the Beri, Shemayim kadmu, as the pasuk says, bereishis baralekim v'gomer. So we see the Shemayim came first in that pasuk. Whereas in l'shichol, ha'aretz kadma, in regards to the development of it and its subsequent completion, the arts came first, as it says in the pasuk, b'yem esayis Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim. So he used these two psukim, the Rav Beishamim and Beis Hillel, as opposing rayas. He uses them together. Now we can deal with another machlekes of Maaseh Bereishis itself. What came first? Shemayim Bereishis and Kibeishamay. Beishamay had said Shemayim was created first. And then, also Shleisha Yomim, there was a waiting period of 3 days. Vasu Toldos, and then there was Toldos, which literally translated as offspring, or there was produce that came from that first day. Rishin Shenu Shleishi. Again, as we said, there's a waiting period of day 1, 2, and 3. And Berevi, on the fourth day, what does it say? Yihi Ma'ayrais. The Ma'ayrais, the luminaries, sun, moon, stars, so on and so forth, they were created on the fourth day. So that was after a 3-day waiting period from the Shemayim, and these are all in the Shemayim. Now, Yam, B'sheni K'Beishamai, according to Beishamai, the sea, the water, was created on the second day, and also Shleishi Yamim, again, there was a wait of 3 days, Vasa Toldos, and then it produced. What happened? Sheni Shleishi Revi, on that second day that was created, and then 3rd day and 4th day, there was nothing, and B'chamishi, on the 5th day, the produce, if you will, of the Yam happened. What was that? Yishritzu Amayim. The Pasuk says that the waters should be Sheretz with all sorts of living things inside, and Eretz, the earth, Bishlishi, was created on the 3rd day, Kibeshama, like what Bishamai said, and also Shleisha Yomim, it waited 3 days, Vasa Teodais, and then that also produced Shlishi Revi Chamishi, that 3rd day, 4th day, and 5th day, and Bishishi, what does it say in the 6th day? Taitseya Aretz, let the earth bring forth all the different living animals and whatnot, and that's the product of the earth. Now we have Machlekes, Eretz Berishon Kibes Hill. According to Beis Hill, as we already know, the earth was created first, so that would be on the 1st day, and also Shnei Yomim, there was a wait of only 2 days, Vasa Teodais, and it produced. What was that? Rishon Vishini, 1st and 2nd day, nothing happened, nothing was the produce of the Eretz, and Bishlishi was on the 3rd day. What does it say? Tache Haaretz, that the earth should sprout with all of its vegetation and its trees and whatnot, and that's the produce of the earth being created. Now Shemayim B'sheni K'Beis Hillel, as Beis Hillel said, Shemayim was created afterwards, so it'd be on the 2nd day. Also Shnei Yomim, there's only waiting period of 2 days, Vasu Toldos, and that also produced Sheni Shlishi. And what happened? Bervi on the 4th day, Yihima Ayrais, the Ma'ayrais were in the sky. And Yam B'Shlishi K'Beis Hill, Beis Hillel holds that the sea was created on the 3rd day, and also Shnei Yomim Vasu Toldos, it was a wait of 2 days, and then it produced Shlishi Revi, that was 3rd and 4th day, and B'chamishi on the 5th day, what happened? Yishritzu Hamayim. So we see the Lashita Sam, there's this Machlaikes of what was created on which day. And we go back to this Machlaikes here with a 4th opinion of what was created first. Rosh Hashanah says, Tumeani, Heichnech Klu Avis Ha'olam, Brias Ha'olam. I'm so surprised how the Avis Ha'olam, which literally means the fathers of the world, namely these greats of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, how could they argue about Brias Ha'olam? Shani Aymer, I say, Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Nivru, Ela Kilvasa Zeh Uchisuya. The Shemayim and Aretz are created like a pot and its cover. Back in the day when they were making earthenware, they would basically make a big round hollow thing, fire it up in the oven, and then slice the top off, simultaneously creating the pot and the cover. And that's how Shemaim and Arts were created together at the same time. Matam, what's the source for this? As the pasuk says, Af yadi yasta eretz v'imina tipcha shemayim, and the key over here is really the continuation of the pasuk, which tells us, Kari ani aleihem yamdu yachdov, they stand together, yachdov or yachad, tells us that they're together, that's how they were created, not separately. Normal is Reb Shimon, he tells us, Im kidas azu shomer abba, if it's like what my father said, so now it makes sense. Pa'am shumakdim shemayim al aretz, pa'am shumakdim aretz al shemayim. Sometimes the pasuk says shemayim before aretz, sometimes aretz before shemayim, and don't view that as a stira. El malam shishneim shkulm zakzeh, that teaches us that they're both equal, meaning they were created together. It's not like Beis Shammai said that shemayim was before aretz, or Beis Hillel that aretz was before shemayim, and then each of them used one of these psukim to prove their point. Rather, since we see sometimes this first, sometimes that first, it tells us that both were created together. Moving to halacha beis, we go back to something we were discussing in the first parak, different karbanos that were brought on Yom Tif. We know that for the most part, when a person brings their own private karban, a karban yachid, smicha has to be done. They have to lean their weight on the animal. So we have a machlek is if that's allowed to be done on Yom Tif itself. Yosef ben Yezer Omer, shaloi lismaich, no smicha on Yom Tif. Yosef ben Yochanan Omer, he says, lismaich, yes smicha on Yom Tif. And Yeshua ben Brachi Omer, shaloi lismaich, Nita Arbeli Omer, lismaich. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, shaloi lismaich, Shimon ben Shetach Omer, lismaich, Shmaya Omer, lismaich, Avtalino Omer, shaloi lismaich. Now Hillel Menachem, loi nechleku, Hillel Menachem did not argue, but Yotzeh Menachem v'nechnas Shammai, Menachem left, and we're going to see what exactly that means. He left, and then Shammai came in, and this is the famous Hillel and Shammai, and Hillel Omer lismaich, v'Shammai Omer shaloi lismaich. So we have five generations of machlokes whether or not we do smicha on a private carbon on Yom Tif. Now the Mishnah clarifies, harishayim hayu nasiim, the first mentioned in every pair was the nasi, v'ashniim, and the second mentioned in every pair of his bezdin, that was the av bezdin. Says the Gemara Barishayim originally loy hayu machlokes beYisrael, there was no argument in Klal Yisrael, meaning when there was an argument, it was clarified by the Sanhedrin, so it didn't continue on to the next generation. Elal smicha bavad, the only machlokes there was that continued lasting through generations, as we saw in the Mishnah, was regarding smicha of a private carbon on Yom Tif. V'amdu Shammai v'Hillel, and Shammai and Hillel got up, v'asu oisin arba, and they turned it into four machlokesin, because as we saw in the Mishnah, Shammai and Hillel argued about smicha, and we have Mishnah Adios that adds on another three machlokesin between Shammai and Hillel, so there's a total of four machlokesin. Now Mishrobe Talmidim Beis Shammai v'Talmidim Beis Hillel, when there was an increase in Talmidim of Beis Shammai v'Beis Hillel, remember Shammai and Hillel are just the original people themselves. They only had four machlokesin, but the Talmidim, that's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there was many machlokesin. Why is that? Because v'loy shimshus rabbein kol tzarchan, they weren't mishamish the rabbeim as much as they really should. They didn't delve into and analyze and ask and learn properly, and therefore rabba machlokes b'Yisrael, there was an increase in machlokes among Yidden. We know that there's hundreds of machlokesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and nechkul shtei kitos, they actually split up into two groups, el matamid ve'el matarin. It became known thing that these are matamid, they're matahar, they say it's kosher, they say it's treif, they say it's a problem, they say it's not, they say it's mutter, they say it's aser, and this is what we see throughout Shas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'oid ein asi lachzim kaima, it's never going to go back to its original state where there's no machlokes, ad shiav ben David until Mashiach comes. Now what do we learn from the Mishnah? Reb Chiya says, Rishim Rabbi Yochanan, lo tei shvus kala beinecha, a shvus, which is just the Isra Drabanon, it should not be light in your eyes. Shai smicha ina el a shvus, that's a proper girsa. Smicha on an animal is just a shvus. The Isra of leaning on an animal is like the Isra of riding on an animal, which is just the Isra Drabanon, and v'necha lo'leo, avis ha'olam, the greats of the world argue about it. And Reb Yaisi tells us, Zaisa Meris, this also tells us, sh'adam sarach lichwesh as kaivdai, that when a person does smicha, he has to lean all of his weight on the animal. The lichen, because if it wasn't that, if all person had to do was just touch the animal or put his hands on it as if he's giving it a bracha, well, manan amrin, what would we say? Asr liga behem biyamtif, that it's asr touch an animal on yamtif. There's no isr touch an animal on yamtif, and so they definitely wouldn't argue about it. It must be that since they're arguing about smicha, if it's allowed to be done on yamtif, that the chiyuv of smicha is to lean the full weight on the animal, which is like riding it. As we said, that's an isr drabanon, and so that's what smicha is. The Gemara continues, Mishnah had said, Hil Menachem le nechleku, and Hil Menachem didn't argue, Yatzah Menachem, Menachem Shammai, Menachem left, and Shammai came in, and then there was a machlokes. Asked the Gemara, Lehechan Yatzah, where did he go? So Yeshayim, some say, Mimida l'mida Yatzah. He went from one mida to another, which is a nice way of saying that he reneged on his faith and went to Tar Basra, went out on a different path in life. However, Yeshayim, some say, Kineged Panav Yatzah. He went against his will. The government forced him into service, and what happened? Hu Shmoyim Zugshat Tamid Chachamim, him and 80 pairs of Tamid Chachamim, Mulubashim Tirkezov, who were wearing golden garments, Shishchir Panem Keshula Kitera, the government, the authorities, darkened their faces like the bottom of a pot. Shemulhen, they told him the following. We know it's from the story of Hanukkah. They said, Kisval Karen Ashar, right on the horn of an ox, She'en Lechem Chelik Melekei Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues, Anantaninon, we had learned in our Mishnah, Yehud ben Tabai Nasi, that Yehud ben Tabai was the Nasi, Mishim ben Shetach HaBezdin, Shim ben Shetach was the HaBezdin, because that's what we had said, that the first person mentioned was the Nasi, and the second person was the HaBezdin. However, Sinai Tony Mechalif, there are those that teach that it was the other way around, Yehud ben Tabai was the HaBezdin, and Shim ben Shetach was the Nasi. Yehud ben Tabai, the Gemara continues, Mandar Yehud ben Tabai Nasi, according to Mandar Yehud ben Tabai was the Nasi, of the D'Alexandria Misayelei, the following story that happened in Alexandria, that's a raya for him. What happened? Yehudim and Tabai, Havim B'nei Yerushalayim, Bon Manisei Nasib Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim want to appoint him as the Nasi in Yerushalayim, and so Arak, he ran away, he didn't want to be the Nasi. Vazal Alexandria, he went to Alexandria Mitzrayim, Mahoy B'nei Yerushalayim Kaisvin, B'nei Yerushalayim would send letters, they would write as follows, Yerushalayim Hagdol Alexandria Ketana, from Yerushalayim the Great, Alexandria the Small One, Ad Masei Arusi Yoshev Etzlechem, up until when will my Arus, which literally means my betrothed, sit among you, Vani Yoshev Es Aguma Olav, and I'm sitting Aguma, sorrowful, sad, because of it. His reference to Yehudim and Tabai, who's being considered their Arus, they really wanted him to be the Nasi. Now he realized that's what he needed to do, so Perish Mesi Goy Ilfa, he went on a boat, he started on his way, but Amar, before he left, he said as follows, that the Vaira, Marsa de Besa, the Kabelton, that's Barbara Girsa, the Vaira, who's the Mara, she was the Balabusta, she was the head of the house that welcomed us in, she basically took care of everything they needed, him and his Talmidim, Mahavis Chaseira, what was she lacking? She was such a wonderful hostess, great Balabusta, anything we needed, she took care of. Now, Amar Leichan min Talmidai, one of his Talmidim told him, what do you mean she wasn't lacking? Rebbe, I na have Shavra, her eye was ruined, there was something wrong with her eye. So Amar Yehudim and Tavi told him, Ha, Tarti Gabach, you have two bad things in you. Chada, first of all, Rechajatani, you suspected me that you thought I was talking about her physical beauty, and that's what you commented regarding her physical appearance. And Chada, second thing is, Istakalpa, that you clearly looked at her knowing that she had a problem. Mamers, what was I saying? Yaya Bereva, that she's wonderful in appearance? That doesn't make sense. Le Amers El Ba'ovda, I was talking about her actions, that which she did. And Akasa Leiva Azal, he got upset at him and he left, meaning his Talmud ended up leaving. The bottom line is, we see from here that Yehudim and Tabai was the Nasi. Now, here's the story about Shimon Shetach. Manor Shimon Shetach Nasi, the ones that Shimon Shetach was the Nasi, of the Ashkelon Misayelei, the story of Ashkelon, that's the Raya. What happened? So it's quite a long story. We're only going to learn half of it today, but nonetheless, we will see, at least from this first half, that Shimon Shetach was the Nasi. What happened? So Trein Chasidim Havim Ashkelon, there are two Chasidim, two pious individuals that lived in Ashkelon, Achlan Kechad, Vesharsi Kechad, Voloi Beiratsi Kechad, they ate and drank together, and they learned Torah together, and Dom Echad Min Hayin, one of them passed away, Vlaz Gemalei Chesed. Chesed wasn't done for him, which means his Levaya wasn't proper, they didn't eulogize him properly, it really wasn't a kavod. Now what happened at the same time? Miss Berei de Mayon Meiches, there was a fellow named Mayon, he was a Meiches, he was a tax collector, and they were always notorious for being terrible people. So this fellow's son died, and the assumption is that the son's not any better than the father, and what happened? Ubtelis komedinto migmali chesed, the whole area had to stop in order to give him chesed, make a nice levaya, and say beautiful eulogies. Nesharehu chasidim etzdair, that chesed, the remaining one that didn't pass away, he was very pained. Amar, he said, vay de lesonein de Yisrael klom, woe that the enemies of the Yidden don't have anything. And this is really a euphemism. He's talking about the Yidden themselves, that they have nothing, meaning they have no chosim. How could it be that my friend, the chosid, the pious fellow of Ashkelon, he passed away and he had no special levaya, no eulogies, and this terrible person died and he had a wonderful levaya? So it's chamele bechelma. His friend who had passed away appeared to him in a dream. V'amarlani told him, loisiz b'nei marach, don't put down the children of your master, meaning don't put down the Yidden. Really, they do have chosim. It's just that there's a specific reason why that happened like it did. Dana avad chad chayva, this person did one avera. He's referring to himself, v'azalba, and he went with it, meaning when I died and I went to Shemayim, I was punished for that avera that I did before I was judged up in Shemayim, so when I got up, I was 100% clean. Whereas with Dana avad chad tivu, the other one, he did one mitzvah and v'azalba, he went with it, which means he got reward for it in this world, so that when he reached Shemayim, he could be punished 100% without any reward having to be given. No, ma chayva avad hu chasida, what avera did that chassid do? So says the Gemara, chasle, that's a way of saying chas v'shalim, le avad chayva min yoymai, he never did any averas. Ella, there's a slight thing that he did wrong. Pamachas hiktim tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad. One time he ended up putting on his tefillin shel rosh before his tefillin shel yad, and because of that tiny little thing, he didn't have good levaya and not a lot of kavod. And umativu avad brei demayan meiches, what mitzvah did the son of Mayan the tax collector do? And once again, the Gemara says chasle, chas v'shalim, le avad tivu min yoymai, he never did any real mitzvah. El chadzman avad rishlam bolbataya. One time he had made a whole suda for all the chashva people, v'la asan achlune, but no one ended up coming to eat the food, and so there's a whole bunch of food left over. Amar, he said, you know what? Yechlun miskinaya, let the miskinim, the nabachs, the poor people eat it, the la yotlun, so it shouldn't just go to waste. Because of that, he got covered at his levaya. Now, Istarman, some say that it was a different story. B'shuka hava avar, he was passing through the marketplace, even off a minechad eagle, and one loaf of bread fell from him, and v'chamachad miskin nusavle, a poor person saw it and took it for himself, v'larmale klom, and the son of the Mayan fellow didn't tell him anything, begindle mismaki apai, so his face shouldn't turn red, which means that he shouldn't embarrass him, and because of that, which he really was just quiet and didn't say anything, making it that there wasn't embarrassment, so that was a little mini mitzvah that he did, and so he got a little bit of schar for it. The Gemara continues, Basar Yoimin, after some time, Chamahu Chasid L'Chasid L'Chavre, the Chasid that had passed away, once again appeared to his friend the Chasid, and what was his vision? Metal Goy Ganin, Goy Pardesin, Goy Mabuin Demai, he was walking and strolling among gardens and orchards and fountains or brooks of water, and Chamahu L'Brei Demayan Mayan. Moiches, he also saw the son of this Mayan, the tax collector, Lashreni Shaises al Pia Nahar, his tongue was fallen out, it was hanging over a river, by Mimte Maya, he wanted to reach the water of Lemate, but he couldn't reach. And so he saw that up in Shemayim, his friend the Chassid was getting so much reward, and the opposite to the son of the Mayan. Now another thing that he saw is V'chamal Miriam Brasalei B'Tzalim, he saw this woman whose name was Miriam, the daughter of a fellow named Ali B'Tzalim, which literally translated means leaves of onions, that's what her father's name was, pretty interesting name. Either which way, he saw her being punished. What was her punishment? Rabbi Elazar bar Yosi Amar, he says, Talia b'chita bizya, that she was being hung by her breasts, whereas Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Amar, he says, Tzira de tar de gehenim kviya ba'udnei, the hinge of the gate of gehenim was fastened in her ear. As Amar Malay, he asked them, Lamada Kain, why is it like this? Why is she getting such a punishment? So Amar Malay, they told him, Tavis tsoima umafarsima, she would fast, but then she would mafarsim it, she would publicize it, and this is something that's supposed to be private. And so since she made something private public, we're taking something which is private and making it public. Now, some say that she would fast one day, but then she would enjoy herself and party for 2 days, and that's the reason for this punishment. So Armelain, he asked him, Ad Amos he Kane, up until when is she going to have such a punishment? This is specifically referring to the second one, where the hinge of the door Gehenim was fastened into her ear. So Armelain, they told him, Ad Yesi Shem Ben Shetach until Shem Ben Shetach comes. When Amarimelom and Goy Udna, we're going to take it out of her ear, V'kamalei Goy Udne, and put it into his ear. So Armelain, he asked him, V'lama, why would you do that? So Armelain, they told him, to Amar, because he said, In Anamis Avin if I become the Nasi, and here we're getting to the point where we see a raya that Shem Meshadach became the Nasi. So again, he said, if I become Nasi, I'm going to kill all the sorcerers, all the people who practice witchcraft. And he became the Nasi, and he didn't kill the sorcerers. And how do we know this? There's 80 women who practice witchcraft. They're hiding in a cave in Ashkelon, and they're ruining and destroying the world with their witchcraft, and he's not doing anything about it. You should go and tell him that, so that he doesn't get punished when he comes up to Shemayim. So Amar Loin, this Chassid told them, Ana dachel hu gvar nasiya, I'm afraid. He's very chashiv, he's the Nasi. Lazu me'amanti, and he's not going to believe me. So Amar Loin, they told him, I heimnach hatavos, if he believes you, so great, ven la. But if he doesn't, avredein simarach kuma, you should do the following simon in front of him. Listen to this. Hav yadach al einach v'apka, place your hand over your eye and pull it out. Pull your eye out of its socket. V'chazra, and then put it back in. V'chazra, and it's going to go back in, and then he's going to believe the sign of yours. Now we're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow. Continue with this story. Bottom line is we already see from here that Shem ben Shetach was the Nasi, at least according to this version. And remember, we had a story before that said that Yehuda ben Tabbah was the Nasi. Either which way, we're going to continue with this story tomorrow. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.